So we have new equipment here in the podcast studio. It's kind of exciting. There's preloaded sound effects, which Joe is having a field day with. What else you got in there, Joe? Yeah, okay, good. Crickets. Whoa, the record scratch. I think the record scratch
is... Thank you. That applause was for me.
The record scratch is what we should use for our middle segment.
Spoiler alert.
I'm sorry. They're going to find out eventually.
Audience, hit your head really hard and forget what you just heard.
Uh-huh, but not
all the way to the beginning.
Yeah, not hard enough that you forget what podcasts are and how much you love us. Say you love us.
Say, they haven't still.
You do love us, right?
I will beg.
Okay. Now I'm worried Joe's going to abuse this throughout. Joe's because he likes pressing the buttons.
He's not going to abuse buttons.
He might. I've seen him abuse a lot less.
Joe, loosen up your buttons.
Unclench your buttons, Joe. Okay. Well, welcome to Very Fine Friends. Podcast where friends talk about stuff.
This reminds me of a new word I just invented. Discuss.
What's that?
It was a mixture of discussing stuff. We're friends. Discussed. I guess it sucks. Never mind.
Go to your room.
Okay.
Discuff.
Door slam button, Joe.
How are you doing?
Much better. Thank you.
Good.
Had a real rough patch, but it's a smooth patch now.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Yeah.
I was mildly sick. Really, I've been way worse before. Just a little bit of a cough, but it's been annoying. It's come back a little bit today.
I'm sure the audience can relate. It's going around.
Yeah. It's going around in a few weeks from now when they hear this. Oh, God. I hate that you have this power now. It's too much.
Quick interruption. Every week on the podcast, we do something where our producer, Joe, gives Francis and I each our own secret word. Throughout the course of the podcast, we need to find a way to slip the secret word into our conversation without the other person noticing. If the other person can correctly guess the secret word, they get a point. And right before we die, we add up all the points. And then we get a prize, whoever has the most points for guessing the most secret words. Here's Joe with today's secret words.
Jenna's secret word is semantics. Jenna's decoy word is evasions. Francis's secret word is talisman. Francis's decoy word is jackasses. Back to the pod.
It's too much.
TM, TM. Trademark.
Wait, trademark? Does that mean you want to invent something, Francis?
What do you mean, want to? I did.
I know. So it's time for the invention of the week. Inventions. Lay it on me, toots.
Okay. I will. Okay. This is a real quick one. I think we're going to be done within 7 minutes because it's that good.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay. Gunshot. You know how there's food in the fridge?
I do know that sometimes. Not really in my fridge, but yeah. In theory.
Yeah, you know.
In other people's fridges.
In other people's fridges, yeah.
That's just where food goes.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, in other people's fridges, space is such a commodity. Have you noticed?
Yeah, sometimes they're just like packed to the gills.
Yeah, there's no effing room.
I know.
Enter me. Here I am with my invention. You know how eggs take up a lot of space?
Yes. Yeah, sure.
Well, yeah, they do. They do.
Yeah, they do. They do. You're right. There's a lot of... it's a lot of a horizontal space.
Yeah, it's real estate that we really can't afford to be giving up to eggs.
Mm.
Novum to the ovum, baby. I've got a salute.
Okay.
It is this. It's an egg carton. It's a similar to an egg carton. It's made of lightweight polymer or acrylic. It's very lightweight. And on the top are three suction cups that goes to the roof of your fridge. And the eggs go in the baskets that are now suspended from the roof of the fridge, freeing up a bunch of space on the shelf.
Wait, I'm having trouble picturing this. So it's just the egg carton is just attached to the roof of the fridge?
It's... No, it's not the egg carton.
Okay.
It's a new egg carton.
So it's like an egg teat, basically, is what you're saying.
Yep. It's like that. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. Yep. 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 That's it.
Wait, that's it? Wait. No, wait. I need more description.
Okay. Okay. Let's assume, just hear me out and picture me out.
Okay.
What if you made a chair for an egg?
Done.
And then you made 11 more and you connected them.
Okay.
And then at the corner and one in the middle, there was a suction cup. So there's three suction cups total. Strong suction cups. And then you...
Do these chairs have backs? Picturing them with backs.
It's like an... No, it's like...
Like a stool?
No. No, it's a picture... Just try. Okay?
I am trying. I'm failing.
I want you to get all the wrong ideas out of your mind.
Okay.
We're starting new.
All right. Little chaise lounge.
Kind of. Yeah. Just picture an egg carton. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to rip the top off.
Okay.
And we're going to angle it slightly so you can reach the front and the back, but not so much that the eggs fall out. And then there's suction cups. And they... Hey, you know those rides at a fair or an amusement park? That people get in and it's like, whoa, whoa. What if that didn't move because there were suction cups?
So like the big ship that goes back and forth and it kind of goes like...
Yep, but there's a suction cup, so when it goes all the way to the back of the fridge, you stick it up, and then the eggs suspend, freeing up all that space.
Yeah, and the reason why they have those rides at amusement parks is to free up all the space underneath the ride for other people to go.
Yeah.
It's called the line.
Okay, so you're thinking this will free up about... 10 inches.
Yeah.
Why don't you just do what like most people do and just, if you need more space, you put things on top of the egg carton.
You don't have to live like that anymore with my invention.
What about the refrigerators that have built-in egg trays?
What?
Have you not seen that?
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's usually on the door.
Yeah. Well, now you have those eggs. That's not enough. We need more eggs.
That's true. We do every single day. We prepare like Rocky, where we just.
I had 4 eggs just this morning.
Mm, good protein.
Yeah, and I had them in high fiber tortillas.
Mmm.
Yeah, with good Taco fiber. Bell fire sauce.
Ooh.
And a hash brown mixed in.
Wow. Cheese.
Yeah. Wow. American cheese.
Your breakfast game is tight.
Yeah, I got up early.
Nice. Good for you.
And I wished and prayed when I opened the fridge that there were dangling eggs.
Why are they dangling?
Why aren't they suspended for my easy grab?
Okay. I feel like this is the kind of thing that... would be at the container store.
Okay, yeah, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how much, how much room is it really saving?
We haven't published that study yet.
But it's lots?
Yeah, lots is the scientific term. Lots and more.
It's the other store that sells it. Lots and more.
If someone gave it to you, you'd use it, right?
I don't know that I would.
Well, you're an interesting case study because your fridge is so empty.
Yeah, my fridge is pretty empty.
Joe, I need you.
I do have a pretty full fridge and I do buy a lot of eggs. And as a matter of fact, I did have 4 eggs this morning.
Wow, am I the only one that didn't have 4 eggs this morning?
I guess so.
God, I feel so left out.
Now we have to beat you out of the best friends gang.
No.
Don't worry, we'd only do it within an inch of your life.
Okay, now, good. Just leave me that inch.
Honestly, I am a little hung up on the fridges that have built-in egg trays because I was just looking at pictures of it online and they look awesome and I really want one now.
What, did the fridges ever have anything else built in? Francis looks like he's going to either kill you or kill himself.
And not necessarily in that order.
Two things can be true at once. Yes, fridges have a lot of built-in things, and that's great.
Good for fridges, okay?
Good this for is, fridges.
This you don't understand. You would have to buy a specific fridge to get a stupid built-in egg carton. My invention could go in any fridge with a roof.
Well, which is, that's why I'm saying why not just have trays instead of like a hanging thing.
Okay, first of all, you can have a tray and my thing. Second of all, a tray only holds 12 eggs. You're buying at least 18. 12 isn't enough. If you buy 12 eggs and then you have 4 for breakfast, that sucks. You're left with 8. It's only 2 more days worth of eggs. Bad.
Yeah. But okay. But also, fridges need vertical space. They need vertical. You need vertical space too. So if you're hanging it from the top.
Why do they need vertical space?
You're basically just essentially saying, I'm going to put things under the eggs instead of putting things over the eggs.
Yeah. You've seen my fridge, like where I put the water pitcher is the only place I could hang eggs from. But I need that space for the water pitcher, which is tall.
Have you thought about getting a short, wide water filter?
A chode filter?
Check in next week for Francis's new invention. Chode water.
Chode water.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Okay. Well, I heard your opinion, which sucks. And I see the vision clearly in my mind and people will buy it. Maybe not you guys, but me guys will.
Well, I'm sure there are people that will buy this. Whenever I go into the Container Store, I'm overwhelmed by all the different solutions there are to everything. And it makes me want to be a better person, but I'm not. And I never do anything like that. But there are people that go into the Container Store, buy things, and then use them. And I think that could
be beautiful. Yeah.
Container Store, if you want to use that as a little ad, feel free.
You know, one time
that
I went
was
in there
poetry.
And they had a clearance section and it had notebooks and had a really nice notebook that usually retailed for $38, which I was like, I was paying $38 for a notebook, but it was on clearance for $12. Loved that notebook. I go in there sometimes. It's like a dog who found a waffle in a bush and checks the bush. I always go in and look for more clearance notebooks.
Found a waffle in a bush?
You know, like some dogs could. Like if they're in a walk and they find something in a bush.
I like that you chose a waffle.
What better thing to find in a bush?
Yeah, it would be a great thing to find in a bush.
Mm-hmm.
A human that finds a waffle in a bush. I'd check that bush.
Yeah. How'd it get there?
I go deep in that bush.
Speaking of
every
bush.
Every single time I saw it.
You're going to love this.
Okay.
I just invented the other day because I was in line and it was a really long line at the bathroom. And I thought they should do bush toilets. And what I mean by that is plant a bunch of like.
So you pee tall, in your underwear.
plant a bunch of tall bushes and like you go in and turn and you pee in a hole in the ground. And there's like 12 of them. So you got to wait for a line. You just go pee in your bush hole.
One invention at a time, Francis.
Well, doesn't Amsterdam have something like that where it's just like public toilets for men, like where it's like a stall basically, like it's not bushes, but but it's like basically like we have a friend, a well-traveled friend that has told me about this. He thinks they're awesome. That it's just like it's spots like you just like kind of like you just like go around. It's like a little pole, and the pole is specifically like, nope, just go behind this pole and you can pee.
Oh, so Amsterdam has built-in egg cartons, basically, is what you're telling me?
No, they have bush toilets, but they're not. I guess they don't look like bushes. What you're talking about would make them more aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah.
So you've zhuzhed it up a bit.
Yeah.
I don't think that might be what everyone does, but I don't think that's an official thing in Amsterdam, because it says that in the Netherlands, it's actually like hard to find a public toilet just anywhere. And like sometimes you even have to pay for them.
I'm pretty sure it was Amsterdam.
Wow, America's way better, where you have to be a customer to use the toilet.
Yeah. Well, in any event, maybe this person's a liar, but... okay, good. So, sub-invention of bush toilets. Good job.
Thank you. You could use it, too.
Thank you. Just stand over the hole?
Yeah. Back to my eggs.
Oh, back to your eggs. what are you going to call your egg invention?
I was thinking egg content.
Egg content?
Yeah, because it also is content, which is like the contents of the carton is the egg.
But is that like a pun? Is that like a egg content?
You sure said it like one.
You said it like you're changing a word.
Yeah, I was trying to. What if we just call it sunny side up? Huh? Because the eggs are up.
Okay. Sunny side up. That works. How do you like your eggs? That's the tagline.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Where in the world are eggs San Diego?
Where in the world are eggs Seattle? Because San Diego's south and Seattle's north. And the eggs are going to be north in the fridge. That's how that works.
Upward egg. Fallopian rooftop.
There it is.
Not fallopian tube top.
I like that too.
The fallopian tube top. Do you think that anyone's ever made that tube top out of?
God, I hope so.
Probably.
This is America. Of course, someone has.
Someone in the world. The world's gross.
Not out of actual fallopian tubes, but just like something that looks like it.
Neither of us were thinking that.
Well, yeah. I just wanted to clarify for the listeners at home too. Okay. Sunny side up. Okay.
It's nice, right?
Sunny side up. I like it.
Yeah. It's cute.
It's cute. It's real cute. Okay. And are there any other things in your fridge that take up a lot of room?
Pickles. I like the big jars. I always want there to be more pickles.
Ooh, what if you invented something? Because milk takes up a lot of room too. What if you invented like a bag that attaches to like the sides of your fridge, like all along the sides of your fridge? And then so when you buy new milk, you like pour the milk into it. And so then it like takes up, like it spreads the surface area of the milk all around their fridge. So it keeps it nice and cool. And then you just, you kind of like milk it when you need some milk from your thing.
So a camel milk, a cam milk back.
Yeah. But it's like, but then that would like really, you could store a lot of milk in the surface area of the fridge. Cause it wouldn't have to like expand. The bag wouldn't have to expand too much, cause it would take up so much space all over the it would cover most of the walls.
What if we bred cows to be small and we just kept one in the kitchen?
Back to the pod.
Oh, you just hit a button.
I know.
Okay.
He's hurting us.
Okay, I don't like that you have this control over these buttons. Okay.
Okay.
Well,
thanks for being enthusiastic, both of you, about it and agreeing to invest.
I can't believe how easy it's going to be to make eggs and store them. Oh, I'm going to have so much room underneath these eggs.
Exactly.
All the other food in my fridge will want to be directly underneath these eggs.
I got that.
So I could stare up at it.
Yeah, you could get in the fridge and look up at it.
Hmm. Like a night sky.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, great. Cool. Great. I think the sunny side up is probably going to come preloaded into fridges from now on.
It's a nice feature.
Maytag? Call us.
Or email. I don't answer numbers. I don't know.
Or fax us. That's fine, too.
Start to leave your voicemail. It pops up on my phone and I can read it. Just say, the first thing you should say is, I'm with Maytag, and then I'll pick up.
Yeah. It'll like do that live transcript thing. Yeah.
Don't hang up.
Let's get you back in the game.
Well, thanks. I feel good.
Well, I guess that's another successful invention of the week. Now, it's time for our next segment. QV Seeing Red.
I get so mad when I shop. It's like I'm QV Seeing Red.
Oh.
Great title.
So, in this segment, we will be telling stories of times that we were wronged. But at any given time, Joe can press... I forget which sound effect. Which one did I say you should use? Oh, yeah. Record scratch. Yeah. If you hear that, we hear that noise, then whoever is talking needs to pivot to giving a commercial for the thing that annoyed them. It should
be cool.
Pretty straightforward.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Francis, I think you have more times that you were wronged than me.
Because I was.
I know you were. You really are.
Because I'm so nice and I've been taken advantage of.
Yes.
Not anymore.
Good. Tell me about it. Tell me about one of those times.
Oh, I've got one right now.
Ooh, yeah. Give it to me.
See, it's bringing up this boiling rage in me.
I just saw flames go like on your irises of your eyes. I did. It was like a cartoon.
Did you know?
Yeah, I did.
How about that? Okay, great. Here's what I'm going to say. I had an uncle who... And you know, when I was a kid, I wanted to be famous so bad. I wanted to be like a famous singer, actor, right? And everyone knew this.
Yeah.
And this is not really an uncle. It's like a cousin's cousin's life partner.
Oh, okay. One of those nebulous uncles.
Basically a nobody.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Anyway. He told me, I went over there one time and he told me that he was in The Expendables 2. Welcome. Have you ever wanted to be in a movie? Introducing auditions. Come on down with your whole family and audition for The Expendables 2. We've got parts for children, adults, elderly people, dogs. What?
Oh,
we've got pets for fridges, egg cartons. Anyway, I soaked it up. I believed. I was like hanging on every word.
How old were you?
I don't know. probably 10.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't think that math checks out for when The Expendables.
He was lying about everything.
He lied about a movie that didn't exist yet?
I don't know. He's a liar.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. That's just what happened.
Okay.
Okay. And then I found out later and I was so upset that he lied because he said he knew Meryl Streep. And I really wanted to know her as well. Are you alone? Do you need someone to perform for you? Introducing the Meryl Streep action figure. It comes with two identifiable Meryl Streep phrases. All you have to do is pull the string. Eep. That's all. Eep. Thank you, Emily. We only have 200. Buy one. Hmm. Anyway, Jenna, you have a time you were wronged?
I do, yeah. So there was one time that I had, like, at this cafe, I had pre-ordered food, like, to pick up. So I'd gotten a sandwich and a soda. Like, they had, like, bottles of soda, right? So I was, like, standing in line waiting to, like, pick up my food. It's already paid for and everything like that. And I could see in the little case in the front by where the soda is, they literally have one Coke left. There's one bottle of Coke left. And so I get to the... Oh, no, that's... I wanted a Coke. They didn't have Coke, but then they had something else. They had a different kind of soda. It was like... There was only one of that left. And so I get to the front of the line finally, and I'm like, hey, I already paid and ordered. And I ordered on the app or like on the online, I ordered a Coke, but I could see you don't have Coke, but you do have Sprite. Can I take the Sprite? And then the woman that was in line behind me runs over to the case, grabs the Sprite, and gets back in line. And I was like, okay, like, that's great. Now I have to get an orange Fanta. Like, that's the... Hi! You want to spice up your drink game? Orange Fanta, orange Fanta, orange Fanta. Why have a drink that's a normal color when you can have one that doesn't appear naturally in nature? Orange Fanta, orange Fanta, orange Fanta. You're going to feel like the funnest guy at the party with your orange Fanta, orange Fanta, orange Fanta. Anyway, so it was just like, I couldn't like, it was like shocking. And the guy that she was with, just kind of like, he like looked at her like you, like he knew exactly what happened. He was like, and then she went, but she did this. This was crazy to me. She looked at him and she went, ha ha ha. And like, she like held it and went like, ha ha ha. And I was like, this is unbelievable. It was like, you know, I can see you, right? Like you're not invisible. You're literally like 8 inches from me right now.
Wow.
I know.
That's pretty egregious.
It was just like, so I was like, I couldn't believe it. And like effectively too, she has stolen from me because I've already paid for that drink. She hasn't paid for it yet.
Can I just say it?
Yeah.
Jackasses.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I had to walk out of there with an orange Fanta. Orange Fanta.
Mm-hmm. Those are pretty good.
Yeah. But I felt bad because it wasn't for me. I was picking it up for somebody else. So it was like, I had to like first choice was gone. Second choice was gone because somebody stole it. So I had to give the last possible choice. Yeah. Last possible choice. Why start with the best when you can end with the rest? Last possible choice means you'll never be disappointed in life. You always take what nobody else wants. It's always going to be there. You're never going to be disappointed by running out of stock of something. Last possible choice. Get it every day, all day. Constantly. Anyway, that's
fucked up.
Yeah, it was weird. It was like jarring to watch that.
Yeah, just to know that people out there like that exist.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so what about you? What do I know about another time you were wronged?
Yeah, I've got one. One time I was walking my dog, and it was such a nice night in the neighborhood. and I was like far from my house. And while I was walking her, the button on my pants blew off. Aren't you tired of your pants staying up? Why would you want to be like everyone else walking around clothed? No. Introducing the exploding pant button. Surprise nudity at any function. Everybody wants you at their party. You'll be on the every guest list known to man. Show up, have some crudité, and boom, you're in your jingle hoppers. Also comes with poop. Anyway,
from crudité to nudité.
Oh, that's good. That's good. I'm going to say it now. From crudité to nudité. Yeah, that's great. Anyway, so it was really hard for me because my dog wasn't a great like listener at the time. And so I was like trying to hold my pants up and like walk her at the same time. And like my pants kept falling down. Yeah. And so, yeah, it was just like super stressful.
You, when you said your dog wasn't a good listener at the time, I was picturing you trying to tell her, can you believe this terrible thing happened to me, Summer? And then she's just like not paying attention. Like I was picturing you like trying to commiserate with your dog and she just wasn't paying attention.
Thanks for picturing that. Mm-hmm. It was actually my other dog.
Oh, Megan?
Yeah. Mm. Rest in peace.
Mm.
Who's the bad listener after all?
I'm a good listener.
She's a great listener.
I knew the other dog's name.
You know what really bugs me? Hmm. My dad will always say things like, the dog. And I'm always like, use her fucking name.
Yeah. She has a name.
Yeah, she has a name. Use it. We picked it out. It's on a tag. I paid to have it engraved. And he'll be like, oh, don't forget to give the dog her medicine. I'm like, she's more of a person to me than you are. Don't you hate people? Don't you love dogs? Introducing a new surgery that turns man's best friend into a human being. Mm. You started with a dog, and now you've got Brett. He's cool. He doesn't speak English. Sometimes he barks. He's got flappy ears. But he's a person. And we did that for you. Go to our website. Human being equals dog.com. From cutité to humidité.
Wow. I'm sorry. Sorry that happened.
Thanks.
Do you make it back without any incident? Neighborhood incident? You didn't flash anybody? Do you like living in a neighborhood, but yet hate not seeing your neighbors' butts flashing? Flashing your neighbors. It's the new trend that's sweeping the nation.
I used to mind my own business. Then I found flashing. Now everyone in the neighborhood chases me around. Thanks, Flash.
You're suddenly going to become the most popular guy in the cul-de-sac. That's right. Everyone will want to invite you over for exercise.
From cul-de-sac to mad-at-sack. Flashing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, this isn't really, like, I technically wasn't wronged, but I hated it. I was waiting to like get a parking space the other day that was like in like along the street. Yeah. And so like I kind of pulled over to the side cause I could see someone waiting to get out, like to get out of their space. And I wanted to take their space. So I kind of like pulled over to a not parking space, a couple cars behind so that I could wait. Cause it was like, they had to wait for traffic to go by so they could pull out. And then I was going to pull it. So like they got to go out and then traffic kept coming and I was going to wait for my spot to like pull out. And then there's like finally like, oh, the end of a line, long line of cars that are all driving by. I'm going to like pull out and get this space now. And then the last car in line took the space that I was like waiting for like a minute for. And technically he didn't know I was waiting for it, I suppose. But I was very annoyed. I felt like I was owed that spot. So
did Did he hold up a Coke while he was taking your space?
Yes. He did, actually.
Wow.
Yeah. And then he poured orange Fanta into my gas tank. Iran got you down?
No.
All right, well.
Damn.
I guess that's the end of that commercial.
Yeah. I'm sure I've been wronged a lot more than that. Oh, you know what really pissed me off one time?
Mm.
I'm going to have to change a couple of details because I don't want the person to know. I had a family member visit, and like this was like probably in 2016. They're visiting and staying with us, and I was making a comment about how I was trying to like get promoted so I could like make more money. And then just like a family member, and they were like, "Ugh, you're money hungry." And I was like, "What?
Like the rest?
Do you have chickens?
It's geese."
Do you need meat? But you swore not to buy it? Introducing neighborhood geese. First you get your cardio, trying to find them. Then you work on your empathy by gaining their trust. Then you go what we call psycho. And you choke them out. This is more than just meat. This is exercise. This is psychology. This is a gym where you strangle an animal. Introducing geese for yous and meese. Anyway, I was so mad. Because this, first of all, listen to this. This person is related to Sack. I'm trying to be so careful here. Their immediate family member had just like embarked on like a very expensive program to get into a career where they would make like buco bucks. So I'm sitting there like, oh, I can't dream. You can dream. I'm a money hungry bitch.
But like, it's not like, I mean, you were already working a regular job. It's not like you were working your dream job and you're like, I'm going to leave this.
Yeah.
To go make money, where it's like, no, I'm working a job I don't like, and then I want to get a different job that I won't like.
Yeah. Sorry, I need money for steaks.
Or neighborhood geese, you don't need money for that anymore.
No, those are free.
Those are free. Yeah,
that was an interesting product. The company went out of business because you could just do it.
Oh.
Yeah, but like, don't worry about me, ho.
Yeah.
Introducing Minding Your Business. You don't like what people are doing?
Tough titty, said the kitty.
Don't worry about it. Ain't got nothing to do with you. Uh-oh, loud noises coming from next door. Shut up. It ain't your house party. You at the doctor's office and somebody calls someone else's name? Don't worry about what they have. You'll die in your own time, Grandma. How about you?
I'm having trouble thinking of a specific example.
Well, you started strong.
Thank you. I hate when you're telling a story and people get like carried away with the semantics and you're just like, where it's like, they're like correcting you. I'm like, that's not the point. Leave me alone. I hate that.
Yeah.
How do you feel about it, Francis, when people do that? You know, when you're like, you're telling this story and they're like the Ford Escape and someone's like, it was an Explorer. And you're like, okay, it doesn't matter what kind of, okay. It doesn't matter.
Not the point.
That's not the point.
Yeah. I don't like people who are, there's a word for them.
Assholes.
Yeah. That's a synonym for the word I was thinking. But basically it's like, even if you're trying to like talk to someone and you're like trying to like be on their side and you're like, oh, I know that's so frustrating. And they're like, well, I wouldn't say it's frustrating. It's like, I'm already 1 foot out of this conversation now.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you're not frustrated, then why are you telling me?
Right.
If you're neutral about this, then what the fuck is this story?
And then if it happens one more time, I've already made up my mind that we're not friends anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I don't ever want to speak to you again.
Yeah. Don't make me frustrated on your behalf. And then you go, I'm not frustrated.
Right. Now I'm on the other person's side.
Yeah.
You're wrong. That's what they heard as I pushed them off a cliff. Do you need a way to get rid of people? Are you tired of asking them to leave? Introducing Cliffs. Cliffs, no witnesses, only a nice breeze on the Riviera and a faint scream of someone you used to know.
I wasn't frustrated.
And why did you say you were, bitch? Cliffs.
Yeah. Well, I think we've gotten a lot of grievances aired, and we've sold a lot of really good products, too. So I think that wraps up QVCing Red.
Well, crap. Turns out I don't look very good in red.
I'm okay. Good.
Well,
we should buy some of that stuff. Just to have.
I'm gonna buy some neighborhood geese right after this.
I'm gonna buy Cliffs.
Cliffs.
Cliffs. Cool, cool, cool.
You started Russian and then just did your own voice after a time.
Oh, that reminds me of another grievance I have. But we'll save it for another day.
Okay. Well, it's time.
No, that means we're getting close to the end.
I know.
No, I'll drink this NyQuil.
Dude, I want you to do that anyway.
Thanks.
It's time for our next segment, our final segment. The big question.
The question is very big.
I want to call it the big Baku from now on.
Baku.
Baku.
Baku?
Yeah.
Why?
Big question? Big BQ? Baku?
Baku?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Big question. You want me to ask you a big question?
We got a big question. You got a question? Ask a question.
I got one.
You got one?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have one.
All right.
I have one for you. Here it is. My big question.
Tell it to me.
Ears for your ears. Remember, as I ask you this, God gave you one mouth, but two ears. So listen.
Okay. One for each of your dogs that I know their names. Because I'm a good listener.
You're so good.
But yeah.
Here it is. Has there ever been something you wanted? And like you really wanted this thing and then you didn't get it. And then you like really wish that you had purchased it or got it or asked for it or whatever. Like something you let go because you were like, or like it just wasn't the right time.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Don't say
now
Coke.
I'm Orange Fanta.
Coke and a Sprite.
But now I'm having, like, I know I've had that feeling before, but now I'm having a hard time remembering, something in particular. Do you have something like that?
Yes, this is kind of like, I know it's going to sound silly, but I think it was Encyclopedia Britannica. They did their last set of encyclopedias. Like, because they were going out of publication.
Yeah.
And everything was going digital. And I really wanted the set, but it was like a few hundred dollars.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, I don't really want to spend that. And then I, obviously, they stopped making them. And like, even now today, I'm like, oh, I wish I had the last set of encyclopedias.
Yeah.
And there was, okay, this is kind of embarrassing.
Hmm.
Well, you know how I have my Harry Potter phase.
Yeah.
So I was at this bookstore in San Diego. It was like a magic themed bookstore.
Nice.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. And I went to cash out, and at the register, I guess they had one of the people that worked there's parents was like made stuff by hand. And so they had a whole selection of wooden wands carved of all different kinds and like magic talismans, things like that.
Mm.
And I wanted them both, but I could only afford that's not true. I had credit, but.
Right. You were being responsible.
Yeah. I bought the wand, but I always wish I'd got the set.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was, first of all, it was magic themed. And second of all, it was one of a kind.
Yeah.
Like, everything was like made by hand individually. So it's like not like I could go find it now.
Yeah. Ah!
Sorry. My button flew off in the night. My pants fell down. Was that a woman's scream?
Yes, it was one of the neighbors who saw you flashing.
Yeah. So.
I wish I could remember because I. Okay. I that was definitely something. I know that I have things like that, but I just can't remember them. I guess it's a preservation thing for me that I don't think about it too much.
A preservation thing?
I'm forgetting it. Because if I remembered, I would still be mad about something. Because I know that feeling exactly where you're like, nope.
My wand and talisman.
Yeah. Yep.
What's your talisman?
What about the other way around? Is there something that you thought you really wanted and then you were very happy that you didn't end up getting it?
Or very disappointed that you did?
Like a regretful purchase?
Yeah.
You know, like how sometimes you have remorse after you buy something?
There should be a name for that.
No.
Yeah.
It's too nebulous. No one will ever come up with the term.
It's called bitter talisman. Anyway, yes, I bought a lot of shit. Later, I'm like, why? Like, let me think. Like, a lot of it will come to me, I'm sure. Like, things I just had to have. I had to have it. What did I buy? Oh, I bought a car.
I was going to say, I feel like...
Yeah.
Car is going to be the big one.
That was a huge one because I wanted it so bad. And then it was, first of all, I bought it on Friday the 13th.
Mm.
And then, which I didn't give a shit about, but then everything started going, like the next day I had a blowout on the freeway. Like, and guess what? Starting like that year of the car, they didn't put spare tires in the trunk anymore. So you had to like call for help.
Oh, that
happened. And then my water pump went out.
Mm.
I was pissed.
Was that your Audi?
Yes. And you know what?
See, I'm a good listener. I remember.
There's your third year. This is interesting. You know my favorite saying, you never know what worse luck your bad luck saved you from?
Yeah.
So I don't know how that applies to me in this situation, but I will say that the day I bought that car, the minute I like had signed the paperwork, a lady and her husband came in looking for the car. And I was like, in the moment, like, oh, I'm so lucky I got it. And now I'm like, that bitch was lucky. I just saved her. Like $1,400 here and my blowout here. Like she really lucked out.
Yeah. But at the time you probably were like, ha,
I was the lady with the Coke.
Yeah.
but I got there first. So.
Yeah. So I mean.
You should find that lady and go hit her with that car.
Well.
I don't have time for that. I wouldn't know where to begin. Misconnections.
Missed evasions. No. What?
Ooh. Missed MIST connections for like a water installation company? For those like...
Missed connections?
Yeah. Ooh, I love that.
So we just invented a water company?
Cool. Yeah, that does like patio nozzles.
Missed me with that gay shit.
Yeah. That's another possible name.
Yeah, indubitably.
Interesting. Interesting.
What's your... Did you even have one thing?
No, because... No, because well,
put your pen down. Bitch. Be in the moment.
Wait, what was that, Joe?
Well, I'm afraid you're being a dumb bitch.
Yep. Yeah, that's a good sound drop. I put my pen down. Don't write down this word.
I just think you need to be in the moment. I think you need to be here. Be here now.
I feel like there are... God, I wish I could... I'm terrible at this. This is the problem is... You asked me things about my past.
Oh my God, I have one more.
Okay.
When I was 16, I bought a shirt that I thought was so stylish. And then later I saw pictures and it was like a pirate shirt. Like big flared sleeves and like flared at the bottom. And it had like lacing.
Yeah.
I feel like the majority of my answers to this question would be things that I bought from like H&M when I was 16 that I thought looked really good. And then they did not look good.
But at least you put yourself out there.
Yeah.
I can think of something from when I was a kid, I guess, or like a teen, perhaps. I was working at this like craft fair, helping this lady out, making these bracelets or whatever, and it was boring, but anyway, she gave me cash.
The highlight of her life.
Yeah, yeah. She gave me cash for like the time that I spent. And then so that I was like walking around the craft fair and I had cash now, like suddenly I have money. And, there was this like lotion that smelled like rose and it was like smelled really, really good to me. And I was like, oh, it's a little expensive, but it's like, it smells so good. And then I bought it. And then it was like, and then one of those things where it's like, once I tried to use it, I was like, this is too much. This is overpowering. This was like a huge waste of money. It's like way too much scent. It was not like nice and subtle, like the little bit. It's like, you can't use this on your body.
Yeah.
This is overwhelming. And I had wasted like that. And then I thought like, that was half my day gone. Like that was not worth the sitting bored in the booth and the occasionally making a little like bracelet for that. So I definitely at almost instant nebulous term for when you have remorse when you buy something.
Why'd you just say that?
Because Joe said there couldn't be a term for that.
Yeah, he did. You're right.
It's too nebulous.
He wouldn't have said your word because that would be fucked up. Okay. Sorry, yeah. I'm on guard. As you know, I'm way down.
I say nebulous at least 5 times a day.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I usually say it about 6 or 7, 8 times a day.
I say like 10, so I mean, not that it's a competition or anything. It's not,
yeah, but how many eggs do you eat a day?
0.
She's well, I'm afraid eggs. You're being a dumb bitch.
Yep.
Thank you for that one example.
Yeah. That's okay. You're welcome.
Okay. Yeah, that's stupid.
Well, there's definitely times like because I know that feeling, I like make it happen where I'm like, this is going to be one of those moments if I don't pull the trigger on this, I'm going to regret it.
Yeah.
And so I try to keep myself out of those situations.
Well, you're being a dumb bitch.
Yep.
You know what that reminds me of? One time I was in San Diego, again, a different time. And I went to this like shop, it's a different shop. And they like made their own like perfumes and stuff and potions or whatever. Yeah. And they had one for like Felix Felices from like Harry Potter.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, can I like try it? And she was like, no.
That's weird.
Like, sorry, we don't allow that. And then I bought it anyway. And I was so later. I was like, I should have said, fuck, excuse me. Sorry, listeners. Why did I buy it? I should have been like, okay, then buy.
Well, something scent based and they wouldn't let you smell it.
Well, like I could smell it, but I couldn't like put a little on. But you know, things change on your skin.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. The epidermis is unique to everyone.
Yeah.
You ever know what worse Felix Felicis, your bad Felix Felicis saved you from?
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, that's okay. You're welcome. Well, I think we've answered. Well, you've answered.
The big
question.
The big question.
Merci beaucoup.
Well, one final moment on the pod.
I want to end it here.
I don't know. I'm worried you're going to guess my
word. I don't know. I know how you are with your stupid decoy words, so we'll see. It's probably going to go your way, as per usual.
Hmm? I don't think it is, because I don't think I got yours.
Just you go first this time, and since you're winning.
Okay.
And keep in mind, I don't like to lose.
Is it your word? Epidermis.
No.
Is your word crudité?
It was nudité. No, no. That, I wish it was, though.
Jingle hoppers.
I don't even remember saying that.
You said it, and then your jingle hoppers are out. Like, your pants come down, and your jingle hoppers are out.
No.
Is your word indubitably?
No.
Oh. All right. I have two guesses for your decoy word.
Okay.
Is your decoy word scream?
No.
Okay. Said, is that a woman's scream?
I'd be pissed if that was my word. I mean, for your sake. For your sake.
Is your decoy word talisman?
That was my word.
No! Damn it. You said it so many times, I thought it was your decoy.
Here's why I said it so many times. The first time I said it, I said talismans, and I was like, I got to get it out again.
Oh.
And so I didn't know of any other way to do that, except to just... Oh, I'm so relieved. I'm so relieved.
Hate that. Wait, do you get a point if I guess your word as a decoy word?
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah.
Okay. God damn it.
I needed it.
Ugh.
I needed it.
And I feel fairly confident you're going to guess my word, too.
I'm worried one of these is your decoy.
No, I don't think you clocked my decoy.
Of course you're going to say that.
No, I'm serious. I don't think you did.
Into it. All right. Let's just get this out of the way.
Okay.
Irises.
No. I knew you were going to guess that, though.
Is it cul-de-sac?
Nope.
I only have one more guess. Semantics?
That's my word!
Are you serious?
Yes! I saw you write it down. God damn it.
Did you do that?
Wait, what was your decoy word?
Jackasses.
That was your decoy word? We say that all the time.
Well.
Ugh. There was no way I was going to pick up on that.
I feel like I went out of my way to say it.
Okay, so...
You guys, I'm coming back.
Oh, that's 3 points for you. That might actually put this tied, or it might...
I thought you were laying the tracks for a decoy, and I thought you were going to guess mine.
I can't believe you said talisman so many times, I thought it. That's why I guessed it as your decoy. I can't believe it.
I was worried.
God damn it.
Well.
Now you like... Yeah. Now you like this game again, huh?
I'm just happy to not be totally losing.
Ugh. I think we might be tied. No, I'm not sure.
Joe, I'd like to thank you for today's words.
Wow. Well, this is frustrating for me. I don't care for this.
You.
I can't believe I was so close.
You were close.
Well, good job, Francis.
Thank you.
Congratulations on your 3 points.
And maybe I'll see you on the cleave.
On the cleave. Bye.